Welcome to Catalyst Conversations, the podcast that brings you real-world stories and solutions from a wide variety of acoustic experts. Each episode, we'll dive into a different topic from the world of acoustics, such as architectural and industrial noise control, seismic and vibration restraint, acoustical testing, or innovative design and engineering of sound control products. Our experts have decades of experience in this space and are eager to share their expertise with you. Join us in making the world a quieter place.
Hello, thank you for joining us today for our latest episode of Catalyst Conversations, where we host discussions on trends, innovations, and advancements in the acoustic and noise control industry. My name is Kevin Mann, Regional Sales Manager for Noise Barriers. I come from a background of building product certification and testing and acoustics and a whole bunch of other areas. Also with me today is James Thomas.
Kevin, thanks for having me. My name is James Thomas. I've been with Noise Barriers 8 years. My background is in mechanical engineering, and my current role is a regional sales manager.
Excellent. So to begin, let's dive into the significance of architectural acoustic doors in general. What role do they play in building design, especially in environments where sound control is paramount?
That's a great starting question, Kevin. Architectural acoustic doors are really indispensable elements in environments where sound is crucial. They mitigate noise transmission between spaces while also ensuring privacy, comfort, and enhanced productivity. They effectively block and reduce all of the unwanted sounds, and these doors help to contribute to a more pleasant and functional environment.
Yeah, I mean, noise can be a huge problem when you're looking at different areas where you're trying to be more productive. You definitely don't want noise coming in and kind of messing things up. So I know I can think of all kinds of times when in the office and things like that. So how do architectural acoustic doors help address specific noise control and issues in various settings when you're thinking offices, which we just mentioned, healthcare facilities, and education?
Sure. So in office settings, architectural doors help minimize distractions more than anything, and they really do help promote focus amongst employees. We're seeing a lot of our architectural acoustic doors being sold and installed into like breakout rooms, they're calling them, where teams can get together and work sort of off, not necessarily off-site, but off location from where they normally work and have a quick powwow and discussion. They want to keep it somewhat private, but at the same time, sometimes they have an all glass wall around it. So it's sort of like a fishbowl. And they're just really a great for collaboration. On the healthcare side of things, it helps to maintain patient confidentiality in a more conductive healing environment for the patients. And then in educational institutions, where a vast majority of our architectural doors are going, these doors help to facilitate better learning environments and disruptions in the classroom and study areas. We see them being installed into rooms for hands-on learning as well. Places like in high schools where they have like machine shops or woodworking classrooms, you don't want that loud sort of hands-on equipment noise getting leaked into the hallway where potentially there's a library or other classrooms right, where students are studying.
Definitely. Those are really good examples. We should talk a little bit more about the importance of understanding STC or sound transmission class ratings when you're selecting architectural acoustic doors. How do the ratings impact the performance and effectiveness of the doors?
100%. The STC ratings are the crucial metric for assessing the sound isolation capabilities of an acoustic door. The higher your STC rating, that is an indication for better soundproofing for performance, as it signifies the door's ability to help reduce the transmission across a range of frequencies. So architects and designers really need to consider the desired level of sound isolation and what's appropriate to meet the project's requirements. So in education rooms, you typically are seeing STC ranges in the STC 48 to maybe a 52, and maybe in more private, higher-end testing facilities, you'd be seeing more in the 53 to 55 range. And then maybe in even higher applications like Department of Defense or highly classified information, things like that, you would see doors maybe even as high as STC 60. Just as a note, Noise Barriers does produce doors at all of those different ratings, from really STC 45 to as high as a 64.
64 is okay. No, I mean it's a pretty incredible number. It's definitely good to be able to go that high.
Definitely the door for the right application, right?
A bit heavy, but definitely does the job, right? And it's funny, it makes me think too of like the different things with LEED, green, and sustainability. Those kind of increase in like WELL standards. These really affect the, especially in healthcare and education, how much the doors are being used and needed. In those environments as well. So I know that this is becoming more and more important to the architects and others in the industry.
100%. We're seeing to kind of transition too, like on the LEED and green environmental side, we're also seeing a big push into the ADA, which is the American Disabilities Act, where, typically an acoustic door, at least from Noise Beers, was always made at 2.5 inches thick, which is just a heavy door. When you extrapolate that to a 3 foot wide by 7 foot door, your door's at the 250 pound range, and it's not necessarily ideal, for, small children or elderly or the disabled to use. So we've been really trying to design, to take that, ADA into, account when we're designing new products.
Yeah, I think that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, we prioritize, we have a new door, the Quiet Swing Alexis door. We really prioritize the engineering and the rigorous testing to ensure that our doors meet and exceed the standards for sound isolation. All of our doors always undergo extensive acoustic testing in third-party accredited laboratories to validate the STC ratings. And we're using the most advanced materials and innovative features to optimize the soundproofing capabilities. And our new door, this Quiet Swing Alexis door, is designed specifically to address the national ADA standards for push-pull forces, which was also acoustically tested in an accredited lab and designed for the end user experience to be paramount.
Definitely. So, as far as when we're talking a little bit more about Alexis doors, we're really excited to officially launched it this in early March of this year. Can you share more what makes it stand out aesthetically?
Yes. So this Alexis door is really a differentiator in the market. It's not something that has ever really been able to be solved before. It boasts a patented concealed hinge design, which really creates a flawless, hingeless look on the door. It's really clean, and you don't see a lot of this on the market today. And because these hinges are concealed, we're using a level swing hinge. So we don't have the cam lift hinge, which helps fight that coefficient of friction that we were dealing with lifting the door up off the hinge. We don't have to fight that anymore. So in the past, from Noise Barriers, you were getting a 2.5 inch thick, 250 pound-ish door on a cam lifting hinge, which really made it difficult to meet ADA. There were a few different enhancements that we tried to do regarding the seals and trying to lessen the friction on the hinge. But ultimately, this new door, our Quiet Swing Alexis door, finally allows the end users to get three things which have never really been able to get all at the same time, which is an STC 51 acoustic door with full ADA push-pull compliance while also allowing a closer to be installed. So, what does that mean? An STC 51 door, ADA compliant with a closer. A situation, an example where that door would be, we would want to have that door specified, would say maybe a school, a band room at an elementary school where there's young children. This door will be 1.75 inches thick. So the weight is substantially less than our 2.5 inch thick door. We don't have cam lifting hinges, so it's nice and light, ADA compliant, and you're able to put a closer on it. So after a student walks into the room, the door can close behind them. It's also great for universities where they need to isolate the noise, but they need the door to be light enough for ADA operation. But say you have security concerns and that door leads into a vestibule, or it's an exit door and you don't want people who don't have access to be able to enter into that facility, you can install a card reader and have a closer on the door, and still have an STC 5188 compliant opening. So really it allows what used to be you would be able to get two out of those three choices. You're now able to get all three. You can get the acoustics, you can keep the closer, and you can maintain ADA with this new door. And then sort of a hidden caveat or an interesting aspect of the door is that because these hinges are concealed within the door, you don't have a visible hinge barrel, which is great for security on exit doors in a building where you don't want any sort of hinge barrel available to be tampered with. These hinges are concealed so that it becomes a non-issue.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Alexis door in general, everybody I talk to, architects, consultants, it definitely causes a lot of buzz. I mean, this is a cool product. It just looks so great and it has the high performance that you just don't typically have for this type of door.
Awesome. 100%. And we're installing these all around the country right now. We have a few projects in Texas. We have a few projects on the West Coast in California. We have projects in New York. We've also shipped two sample doors to our some of our influencers. We have a door on the East Coast that's installed in an office at an acoustical consultant's office, and we have a door on the West Coast going into a consultant's office. So depending on where a user might be or an owner, if they were interested in seeing the operation of a door and learning more, we could definitely connect those people with those offices to see if there's a time for them to come in and look at that door and get a feel for what it looks like and how it functions.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to see just the tangible impact of architectural acoustic doors in real world applications in general. I just want to kind of close out with, do you have any advice that you would offer to architects and designers when they're specifying the architectural acoustic doors for projects?
I think getting a hold of noise barriers or getting us involved in the project early on really helps. We can help guide the conversation. If we're not the right fit, we can let them know ahead of time and not waste anybody's time on the project. And if there is value for noise barriers to provide, we can help guide them, provide them sample details and submittal drawings, test reports, and really let them know what their options are. Like you sort of said in the beginning, we offer so many products: architectural doors, industrial doors, pivots, swing, bifolding, trifolding, panels. Sometimes it's a lot for an architect or designer to sift through and understand all of what all of their different companies offer. But as you and I and our partners understand, we're really experts on this. So anything we can do up front and early with them to help guide them definitely would be a benefit to them and us.
Yeah, we're glad to guide because, I mean, like you mentioned, there's a whole lot of details and just a lot of stuff that we got to think about in these situations. So we're glad to provide additional information. And one other option, too, is you can check out our website. We have a lot of the test reports and the hardware options and different things like that. If you look through our website at www.noisebarriers.com, you can also follow us on LinkedIn. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll always put out some posts and share some interesting. Sometimes we'll put like installation videos, which is also really cool. So before I wrap up, there might be a specific project we might want to bring up as well. I think James, you might have had one that you really liked.
Yeah, there's been a few lately. Just last week, I was in Toronto, Canada, and I was fortunate enough to stop by a project we recently installed. It's a set of quiet pivot doors, which is a newer product for noise barriers. It's installed at the University of Toronto at Mississauga, and they're 2 6-foot-wide pivots with a 5-foot-wide side light assembly. The overall STC rating of the system was an STC 45. And these pivots are separating meeting training facility room from a vestibule where students are walking and gathering as they use the services provided by the university. We captured some amazing photos and videos that we're going to be sharing in a case study soon on the project that we'll be sharing on social media. But there's just a lot of different opportunities. Noise Barriers has a plethora of projects all over the country that we'd be happy to share. Like you sort of mentioned in the beginning too, we do a lot of specialty work. We've done some wood veneer tri-folding doors for Universal Music Group. We've done Very interesting industrial doors for Caterpillar and John Deere. We've done work for Spotify and Meta, YouTube, Google. There's just a lot of use cases for these architectural acoustic doors, and NoiseBears is really proud to be a part of a lot of those projects.
Definitely. Thanks for sharing, James.
Yeah. On another thing, we do have just a ton of options for architects and designers too. I think a lot of times people think of an acoustic swing door being a 3070 standard door, and that's the end of it. But in today's day and age, we're able to do doors with narrow lights, side lights, transoms, full lights. The hardware offerings on the architectural doors are endless. We're able to make nearly all types of lock sets, exit devices, pull handles, automatic openers and coordinators. All of those types of hardware can be modified to work with the noise barriers, 2.5 inch thick doors, or the 1.75 inch Alexis door. We're able to prime paint, finish paint, PLAM, wood veneer. Really, the options for an architect or designer are endless, and it really makes noise barriers a flexible manufacturer. This isn't a kit of parts. It's not a stock door on the shelf that we ship out. All of these are custom made, custom engineered for the end user. It's just something Noise Bears is really proud of.
Absolutely. I actually get asked that a lot. It's funny you mention about the glass. How can we put glazing in this door and still get the STC? We got the
Right.
airspace in, we have the correct design, we have the right thickness of lamy glass. So I think it's definitely something that we can do, and people love that option.
Yeah, the side light, the lights in the doors has become very popular, as well as the side lights. So they have like a full solid door, and then there's, sometimes an 18 inch wide or 24 inch wide side light next to the door, which has become super popular. Also having the transom above the doors. We do that, that horizontal transom above the door sometimes is glass, which is pretty typical, but again, we're seeing more and more wood transoms located above wood doors. I know we put in quite a large project in New York City, where it was all wood veneer doors with book matched veneer, double leafs with again wood transom above. So really, the options and the functionality of these Noise Bears doors, it's really custom. We always talk internally about how we're a custom manufacturer. The doors are standardized, the testing is standardized, but the options for the designers are customizable and flexible, and we're really willing to work on, really whatever it takes, and willing to do whatever it takes to help make the end user's experience pleasurable and what they need.
Yeah, it's funny because I think when you think of an acoustic door, you don't always think of like a really nice looking thing, and the stuff with noise barriers is, we're willing to go, all the way to just make some really great looking stuff. So
Totally,
definitely the way to
totally.
go.
Yeah, and on the installation side of things, our 2.5 inch thick quiet swing door is clamshell style, so our frame wraps the wall or wraps a piece of wood buck. Installation time maybe an hour or so an opening if you're, a skilled carpenter, you've installed these doors before. And on the Alexis door, our new door, actually the leaf comes pre-installed and hung inside of the frame. So when you arrive on site and stand this door up, the Alexis door just pops into the opening. So any out of plumb or out of square rough opening issues don't get transferred to the door assembly. You could think of our door and frame sort of being isolated from the wall, which one helps with just general construction issues and opening framing issues that occur on site. But also our hinges have like Allen wrench and Allen bolts in there, so you're able to adjust six-way adjustability in our door. So once the door and frame are set, if you do need to alter your reveals or tilt or adjust the door within the opening, you don't have to take the hinges out, install shims, back the hinges back in, rethread. You don't have to do any of that. You just adjust the little adjustment pieces, and you can pull the door in, out, up, down, left, right, etc., all within there. And an Alexis door installation is, in the 30-minute sort of time frame, which is when you're on site and you have on-site labor, 30 minutes versus maybe an hour or so, it could potentially be a big labor savings during the installation.
Even better.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, is there anything else you wanted to share today with us, James?
No, more than anything, just making sure that we're getting involved early. Always send questions or comments or concerns into our email or our website so that we can get the salesperson in your territory to reply back. And always happy to share details and CAD files early on in the project to ensure, what you're designing and what you're needing is ultimately what you're drawing and putting into the drawing package. And just know that we're always here to help you guys.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for taking the time to listen to today's episode. I mentioned before, check out our website or follow us on social to get more information. And we hope you enjoyed the conversation. Please be sure to subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And we'd love it if you could leave us a rating or review to help others in the industry to learn more about our podcast. Stay tuned for more Catalyst conversations as we continue to explore advancements shaping the future of industries worldwide. And thanks for tuning in.